Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for joining in. We are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in and asking questions and sharing in with the message this evening. Amen. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, then you would be connected. Amen. And also, we'd like to let you know that anything that you have heard, you can go to the archives and you can pull it up. Telephone, tell a friend that this evening that Pastor Rose Cook is on the line and she has a message just for them. Amen. We're looking forward to her coming from Atlanta, Georgia. She'll be on. The next voice that you hear will be her after we have prayer. Father, we thank you for this time, this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. And Father, Lord, as we move forward, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open our hearts, open our minds, and allow us to be able to receive a word from the Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that it would help our walk and our journey. Father, we ask a special prayer, Heavenly Father, for those that stand in need of prayer. We all stand in need of prayer, but those, Heavenly Father, that I name, Heavenly Father, publicly, and those who have been announced privately, we are praying for. Stuart Hawthorne, James, Bonnie, Deborah, Fernita, Wendell, Diane, Pastor Paul Robinson, Bishop Palmer, and we have other names, the Spratlin family. Father, we have so many on our list, but we thank you for being a God who knows it all, an omniscient God. And we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just minister to their needs. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. We pray for the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father, that you would anoint her, Heavenly Father, with a word as she speaks or proclaims the word of God. Father, we come before you, Heavenly Father, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for what you're going to do. And, Father, we lift up the name of Jesus, a name that's greater than any name that we can utter or even think of. We thank you for the name of Jesus. With you, we can do all things. Without you, we can do nothing. Father, we can surrender ourselves to you right now in the majestic name of Jesus. Yes. Amen, amen, amen. And the next voice you hear is Pastor Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen, praise the Lord. He's truly worthy.
You can hear me.
Yes, very clear.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Awesome. Amen. Well, thank you again, once again, that I'm able to speak on your broadcast this evening to give the word that God has given unto me. Amen. Amen. And God bless you, Dr. Suzanne, as well, if she's on the line tonight. We appreciate
yes,
you tonight. Amen. Amen. We're going to go into the scripture. I have it's 10 scriptures, and I want to read them because this is Bible study. Amen. They're not too long, but they 10 scriptures that I'm going to read in your hearing today, and we're going to, I just want to teach tonight, amen, some things what the Lord has given unto me to give unto the people, amen. So we in Matthew, the eighth chapter, verses 23 to 34. They're not long verses, but I want to read them in your hearing. I'm going to say it again, Matthew, the eighth chapter, verses 23 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a wonderful lesson. This is a wonderful scripture. And I believe it will bless you. Amen, because it blessed me. Amen. So,
amen.
You know, it comes to the preacher first. It comes to the teacher first before it could go
amen.
Out to anybody else. And so
mm-hmm.
it blessed me, so I know it blessed you. And it reads as follows. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, and so much that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, if I said it right, There met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tomb, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them in a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast out, suffer us to go away into the herd of the swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come, out, they went into the herd of the swine. And behold, the whole herd of the swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they kept them, and they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to possess of the devil. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. And the word of God is blessed. And my subject
Amen.
And my topic tonight is walking in your authority. Amen. Walking in your authority. Now we see in this world that we are dealing with so much stuff and things are happening, distractions and people are doing things and stuff is coming at you and we don't know how to handle it. But I'm coming to you tonight to tell you that you have to use authority and the power within you to cast these things out. Amen. God has given us this already. I've been saying it. I've been preaching it. It's in us. All we have to do is begin to activate within us. Amen. Listen, God. When God made us, he put everything that we needed, on this earth and for our lives. Amen. And so, we have to realize and know that we are walking. Come on, somebody. We're walking with power. We are powerful people. If you don't even know that, you are a powerful person, a human being. Amen. And that's who God created us. And so let's go into the text. I find and we see in this text that now we see Jesus is about to enter into a ship. And his disciples are following him. And they're about to go on the other side. Let me just break that down to you. If I could go in the 21st century, now we find that Jesus' popularity has blown up. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. It's on
Instagram. Okay, you better go ahead.
It's on Snapchat. He's all over the place of knowing of being a healer, as a deliverer, a demon chaser, a demon deliverer. Amen. So now he is well known. Everybody's heard about this great man, this great Jesus, this great ministry that he has possessed in on the earth. And now he's like, I've done all this. I'm ready to go to the other side. And so as he's going to the other side, his disciples have followed him. Amen. They begin to follow him on the other side. And when Matthew talks about going to the other side, because we're in the book of Matthew, he's talking about going on the other side to the Sea of Galilee. And over there on the Sea of Galilee, there are mostly populated the Gentiles. Amen. Gentiles, you know, the Gentiles, well, you know, the Jews think that we are nothing. Amen. That they're better than us. Amen. The Gentiles are considered dogs. Amen, leftovers. Amen. And so this is where Jesus was going, to the other side, to where the leftovers are. Amen. To the rejects. Amen, if I could say that. To the ones that are not popular. Amen. He's going to see about them. Amen. And that's how awesome God is. Hallelujah. He sees about the disabled. He sees about the people that reject you. He sees about the people that don't love you. That's how awesome our Jesus is. He cares about us that much, that he doesn't leave us out. Amen. He doesn't leave the less fortunate out. Amen. That's how awesome our Jesus is. And so he gets on this ship. And this ship is considered, a boat. Excuse me. He gets on this fishing boat. And the Bible says, it's probably one of his disciples' boats. Because, you know, his disciples were fishermen. Amen. And so they get on this boat, one of his disciples' boat, and they go to the other side. And now let me paint the picture for you. They on the boat, amen, and Jesus is down sleeping in the boat at the bottom of the ship. Amen. Now he's resting because he's done all the work. He's done all that he did. So now he wants to rest. Amen. And he's sleeping in the ship, on the boat, excuse me. And on the boat, he's sleeping. And here comes a storm. Ah, you got to catch this. There's a storm as they're riding and as they in this, as they on the ship, on the water, in the boat. Amen. And I can imagine how it is. If you've ever been on a cruise, amen, you're out there way out in the water, and it's dark, right? There's no life. There's no land. All you see is much this water and darkness, the moon, amen, the sky, amen, the stars, amen. And this is how it is as they on this boat, way out in the water, trying to get to the other side. And here comes a storm. Oh, my God, a storm comes along, and here his disciples get frightened of the storm. Amen. The Bible says the storm was so violent that the disciples were afraid. And I began to look at the scripture, and I said, well, why would the disciples be afraid? Because they should be used to this, because they were fishermen. Amen. When you're on the boat, they should be able and used to seeing, you know, storms, rain coming as you're fishing, rain comes, a little storm comes, you're able to handle it. But I read it a little bit more, and I read the scriptures even a little bit more. I find that the storm was so great that the disciples were frightened. So that let me know this was a violent storm. Oh, my God, a violent storm on the sea. I can imagine the wind was blowing. Hallelujah. The rain was blowing, lightning and thundering happening in the storm. Hallelujah, as they were on this boat. And I went a little bit more deeper. Amen. And I found out why the storm was coming. The scripture said when the cold air and the warm air collided, it spewed out a storm. Amen. Right. And it reminds me of the seven churches in the Revelation. Hallelujah. The last church, the Laodicea church. Amen. How the Bible says, Jesus said, God said, he will spit you out if you warm, lukewarm. Amen. Okay. Oh, my God. That's why I come to let you know that you got to be either cold or hot. Amen. Mm-hmm. You can't be lukewarm, because if you be lukewarm, God is going to spit you out. And just like this storm, it spit out a storm because it was cold and warm. So what I'm trying to say here tonight, you got to make a decision of what you want to do. Amen. Is it you're going to be with God or not? Hallelujah. He's looking for people in this season that you're going to be with him or not. Amen. We've been talking about it in my church and in the atmosphere that in this season, God is not looking for wimps. Amen. He's looking for some soldiers, hallelujah, in the army. Amen. To tear down Satan's kingdom. Amen. So he's not looking for somebody that's going to run when the enemy comes. You got to use that authority and that power that God has given you to rebuke the enemy tonight. Amen. Amen. I realize that some people, we're not using that because we were depressed. Hallelujah. We stressed out. We allowed things to get to us because we're not using what God has given unto us. And that's authority tonight. Hallelujah. That's the power that God has given unto us. Amen. So we have to learn how to exercise what God has given unto us tonight. Amen. And so the story still goes on to say how the storm, hallelujah, was so raging, hallelujah, and the disciples began to be fearful. Amen. And so they began to go and wake up Jesus. And I could imagine how Jesus felt like, all right, dudes, listen, I worked, I ministered, I'm tired. Where is your faith? Mind you, they've been with him. Amen. They walked with him. I say they had a one-on-one with Jesus, so they should know that, you know, the relationship that they had with Jesus, they should know that where's their faith? Amen? Where's your faith? He's been taught, teaching it to you. He's been saying it to you. Where is your faith? Amen. They should be able to rebuke the winds. Amen. They should be able to rebuke the storm because God has given them the authority and the power to do it. But Jesus says to them, oh, your little faith, where is your faith? I'm paraphrasing, y'all.
Go ahead.
Amen. I'm saying, where is your faith? Amen. And mm-hmm. in other words, why are you waking me up? Do what mm-hmm. you do. Do what you know. Hallelujah. And I've come to let you know tonight, I'm telling you guys, do what you know. Do what you've mm-hmm. been taught. When things come mm-hmm. in your way, stop depending on God. God has given it to you. Amen. He has nailed it at the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is pick up and do what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. Stop being whipping to the devil. When the devil shows up, prophets has always said, you got to cut him at the head. Do what you know mm-hmm. to get that devil off. Amen. Because guess what? We have the power and the authority to move in it. Hallelujah. And so the Bible goes on to say, he begins to tell his disciples, your small faith, your small little faith, you are able to cast, hallelujah, and rebuke these winds. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because I've given it to you, I have taught it to you, and Jesus has even showed them. Amen. They have shown them miracles. They have shown what God has done. Amen. And he has given unto them the power and authority to do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so they were so fearful of what was going on. And so Jesus began to do what he do with the authority, hallelujah, that was in him. He began to say, peace, be still. Amen.
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 And I come to let you know tonight, when the enemy comes like a flood, peace, be still. When the storm is raging, like the storm was raging on the sea, peace, be still. Amen.
Yes.
All you got to use, peace, be still. Use what you got.
Yes.
Don't let the devil intimidate you. Hallelujah. Because he's a defeated foe. Hallelujah. And you have victory. I don't know who that's for, but you have victory in Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And I see this, you know, and this, I'm telling you, this lesson is so dear to my heart because I see so many of my Christian brothers and sisters down and out and despair.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you don't have to be this way. Use what the authority that God has in you. That's given unto you. And when I look up the word authority, authority means power. The
mm-hmm.
right. You have the right to speak to that thing and say, be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to say, I am healed. You
mm-hmm.
have the right. Hallelujah. And you have the dominion to do
mm-hmm.
it. Listen, y'all, we have dominion in the spirit. Amen. Don't you know that you can intercept things in the spirit before it becomes into the manifestation?
Wow.
Hallelujah. Because
yes.
I have done it. I
mm-hmm.
have done it. I have intercepted some things that was boiling in the spirit realm before it hit and manifested.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We have dominion. We can speak to those things. Come on now, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's what God is looking for in this season. He's looking for some warriors, hallelujah, some
mm-hmm.
kingdom
mm-hmm.
builders in this season. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for us to build up the kingdom and bring the Lord back unto him in the name of Jesus. And so,
mm-hmm.
and so, my God, hallelujah, this is one of the authorities that Jesus had with the storm. Then I want to talk about, any questions as I move forward? Because we're going to
mm-hmm.
talk about another authority that we have. Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Any questions? Huh? My
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look in the scripture as well, Christ was in fact the creator of the winds and the waves. You find that in John 1 and 3. Amen. The disciples on the other side were afraid. Hallelujah. But Jesus had already had the authority. I just want to let you know that he never lost the authority. Even though things was happening, he still had it under control. Amen. And I can say that about us. Even though things are happening in our lives, we still have the control. Because guess what? We have the authority and the power. We still have the authority and the power. I'm telling you, y'all don't know. If you don't know how much power that you have, hallelujah, you have it. It's in us. Hallelujah. It's embedded in us. It lives in us. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's in our house. Hallelujah. All we got to do is activate and do what God has called us to do.
Yes.
Question. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so, hallelujah, as we go on the scriptures and we talk about faith, we got to bring our faith to another level. I'm about to go to the second part, but I want to talk about this, our faith. We got to bring our faith to another level. And when we start worrying, amen, and start doubting, we become faithless, amen. When we start stressing, we faithless. Amen. We losing faith when we start worrying about stuff. Amen. And it's a process, yes, because it's a process because we're human. Yes, we do worry, but it's a process knowing that, you know what, God is going to work it out, and I'm going to stop worrying. I'm going to go to sleep at night. Amen. I'm not going to wet my pillow with tears because I know that God has my back, that God is going to take care of it because my faith takes me there. My Facebook takes me to that point to say that, I've got you. And see, that's how we have to be with our faith. We got to take our faith to another level. Amen. We got to upgrade our faith. Amen. We upgrade phones. We upgrade iPhones. We upgrade Android phones. We upgrade in work. But not upgrade in faith. Amen. Upgrade in faith. We upgrade in our shoes and our houses and our cars. Amen. Upgrade your faith tonight. Amen. And know that God has your back. You don't have to worry about it. But he got your back. Amen.
Yes.
He got your back. And we have to learn to trust God. Let me tell you, you have to trust God in this season. Because what we see, you got to trust God.
Yes.
You see what people are doing, you got to trust God. Look at our government, you got to trust God.
Amen.
You see what the government is doing? They're fighting among each other in the White House.
Yeah.
They fight, just arguing with one another. We got to trust God because they're the leaders. Amen. They're the leaders. They set the rules for the nation, and they arguing and fighting with one another. You got to trust God. You got to believe God. Believe God for your family. Believe God for yourself and know that God is going to bring you through it. Amen.
Yes.
Any questions? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And so, Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody was saying something? Yes, amen. And when we use that word peace, I'm telling you, I've been getting more deeper and deeper in the word and learning about these words about in the Bible, the word peace. You know, that word peace does something. When you speak peace, things change. Amen. When I speak peace over a situation, it changes. Amen. And so I learn now the words, different words in the Bible and the different words that Jesus talked about in the Bible. I use even more and have more a great of understanding of what those words really meant. So when you really say these words, they're supposed to do. There's an action to it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Things begin to happen. So when I say peace, be still, that thing be still. It'll be gone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is, you know, when you're reading God's word, take a look at the words that's on the page of the Bible. Amen. And know that those words mean something. And it's supposed to do something. Amen. Take action. Because when you say peace be still, it takes action. Amen. And that's what happened in this scripture here. It took action. Amen. The storm current became calm. Amen. An action took place. The storm was calm. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And so as we move on to the scripture here, the second part I want to talk about is authority over the devil. Ah, hallelujah. Authority over Satan. Because the second part of this scripture was after they was over there, amen, they ran into two men that had demons, that was demon possessed. Amen. And the scripture said that if the demon possessed of men were so violent that nobody didn't even want to go near them. So I could imagine how violent those demons were in these men. Amen. That nobody wanted to go near them or let alone anybody to rebuke them because they were so violent. Ah, my God, my God. And so as I looked at that scripture and I began to read even the more, these men had like over 2,000 demons in them. Ah, hallelujah. They had over 2,000 demons operating in them. And so when I looked at that and I said, wow, and I looked at it a little bit more, the Bible let me know that these demons, we can have those much demons in us because the demons don't have space like a physical object does in us, amen, because they're spirit beings. And so we can have thousands of demons in us, amen, riding in us, controlling us, amen. And that's what the demons were having in these two men, controlling them, amen. The Bible said they were stripped naked. Their minds wasn't right, amen. They wasn't in their right mind, amen. And so when the devil comes into your life, amen, and he begins to work in you, your mind ain't right, y'all. Amen. Amen. He's doing things in your mind to make you think that it's okay and it's not okay. Amen. And so we have to learn when the enemy comes, like I said, when the enemy comes like a flood, we got to rebuke him. Amen. Because he can't live in your house. Amen. You got to let him know that you cannot come into this house. You do not belong here. And we have to learn to rebuke him and use the authority that God has given unto us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And so the demons were in this man, and they were possessed with the devil. Hallelujah. And when I looked at it, and we go more on in the scriptures, the Bible says the demonic did a confession. They began to confess because they began to recognize who Christ was. Amen. They began to recognize him. And the reason why that the devils began to recognize who Christ was because they were angels. Before, they were angels. These things were angels. And they were with Christ when Christ was in heaven before he came to earth. So they already knew who Christ was. But the angels decided to go with Satan, amen, and start saying, you know, okay, I'm going to go with Satan, so I'm going to hang with him and leave Christ alone, leave God alone, amen. And so that's how the demons knew who Christ was because they were together in heaven, amen. And when I looked at that as well, I looked at that and I said, wow, they were angels. They were, you know, on God's side. But see how the devil do? The devil makes things pretty. Satan makes things pretty for you. Makes it sound like, okay, it's good to be on this side. Leave God. Leave God. A couple of my size. I'll show you a better picture. See how trickery the devil is? And that's why you got to be careful. You got to learn his tactics. Amen. Hallelujah. Any questions as I move forward?
I like how you said, Pastor, I like how you said about how the devil, those demons recognize Jesus. They recognize the authority. And that's what you were saying in the beginning, how we have to use that authority. And, you know, when we step into a place, a demon will recognize the authority stepping in. And we're around, and we should be around Christ all the time in his word. His word is, and be in his presence. So when whoever we're around the most is who we're going to act like, you know, flock together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, my mind went to when you were saying how the devil recognized the demon, I can't even remember, the disciples wanted to cast the demon out of this individual. And
yes.
The demon back to the disciple and says, Paul, I know. And
I
yeah,
know. Right.
But who are you? So,
the seven sons of Sceva.
Yes, amen. But who are
in
you?
Acts.
So when we step into a room, the demon should be saying, uh-oh, here come authority right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes.
Here come authority. Let me step back. Because authority is getting ready to speak those words.
The
come
authority.
Out. Come out. And when we speak it, it shall be, is what I'm getting what you're saying, Pastor. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. And what comes to my mind is Matthew 18, where it says, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
Whatever we bind up, what we got to learn to bind up the devil with, wherever he is.
The authority.
Ever we see him.
Amen.
And we have that authority. We do. We got it.
Yes. You have
like
the
you
right
said,
to speak to that devil. You have that right to speak to him and say, be gone. Because some people say that they don't have
his
life.
Amen.
Because when he comes so great. He comes so great to us, but we are greater than him.
Yeah.
You are greater than the devil.
Amen.
You are greater than that. So you have the right to tell him to sit down, get out of here, and go back to the pit of hell where you belong.
Yeah.
You have to send him where he belongs. I send you where you belong. I send you right back.
Yeah, I like that. Right back where you belong.
Send you right back where you came from.
Because
you don't belong here. And we have to speak.
Amen.
And we can speak with our authority.
Amen.
That's when healing can take place. Healing, deliverance can take place. When those different thoughts come to your mind, that thought, you go back to the pit of hell where you belong.
Back to the pit of hell.
That negativity got to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You go back
yes.
to where you belong.
Amen.
We have to learn to use that. Hallelujah.
And cover him up with the blood.
That's
they can't get out. It's at the back of the pit. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. And so... the devil, the demons, recognized who Jesus was.
Yes.
Amen. They knew the authority. They knew what he could do. That's why they gave the request, you know, send me down to the pig stock. Send me down to the pigs. Amen. Mm. They wanted to go down to the pigs.
Yes.
Amen. Come to there. My God, they gave a request and said, send me down to the pig, to the pig spot, amen, where the pigs lay at, where the pigs eat at, amen. And so Jesus did exactly what they requested.
Mm-hmm.
And the men were delivered from the demons.
Mm-hmm.
They were delivered from the demons. Amen. And so after the men realized that they were delivered, they went to go tell people about what had happened. And so when you get delivered, oh, my God, I can imagine, because they were so happy because they dealt with this for so – it doesn't say how long they dealt with it, but they dealt with it. But having 2,000
yes.
Demons in me, I don't care how long they dealt with it. I'm glad I got rid of it. Amen.
Yeah.
And some of you are when you get delivered, you're just like, God, I thank you for being delivered. You think about how long have you been doing it or how long you dealt with it. You just got delivered from it. I'm shouting. I'm praising the Lord. I'm running around the church. I'm saying, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Doing cartwheel.
Explain it. Mm-hmm. And then you in your right mind, I'm back to normal. It's
mm-hmm.
nothing like when you're not in your right mind, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when you're not in your right mind, your behavior begins to change. You do things that you never thought you would ever do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no peace. Amen.
You in places that you never thought your feet could go. When you're not in your right mind, and you know when you're not
yeah.
in your right mind. That's why I pray constantly for my mind. Lord, thank you.
Yes.
Because
yes.
what, my mind, I can wander too. I can want my mind to wander off too. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
I gotta bring it back and say, come back.
Bring it back.
Come back. Because you can't go that way. People get on my last nerve. And sometimes my mind wanna go there. I'm from New York, right? And I live in Georgia. And you know, it's a difference. The mentality is different. And sometimes my New York wants to come out on these Georgians. But I got to bring it back.
Bring it back.
Amen. Sometimes, like I said, when people get on your last nerve, your mind wanders and want to go back to where you used to be and what you used to do. But then you got to speak to that mind and say, come on back, my sister, my brother. We don't do that no more. That don't live here anymore. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost now. See, sometimes you got to speak to your mind sometimes, y'all. Because you can't let the devil win. Amen?
No.
You got to talk to that devil too, like, No, I'm not going that way. I'm not doing what you want me to do. Amen. He sometimes the devil wants you to be like a puppet. He puts you on a string and he's just like a puppet. Make you do things. But you got to have that power and authority to say, no, I'm not going that route. I'm not doing that. Because that's not of God and it's not glorifying God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes to get you by
God.
Yourself.
Hallelujah. So hallelujah. Deliverance. These men were delivered. They were excited about what God had done for them. And so they began to go and tell the people. And the people there began to want to see who was this man that they were talking about. Amen. And so the scripture says they went on to see who the man was. And when they realized who he was, they began to say now, the scripture says that they wanted him to leave. Amen. Now, after all that he's done over here, now you want me to go? You want me to leave? And so that's what the scripture says towards the end of the verse. Says, and behold, the 34th verse. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from the region. Of the area. Amen. And the reason why, because I looked that up and I began to ask, so after all Jesus did and what he has done, why are you telling him to go? Why are you telling the deliverer, the healer, to leave? Amen. And so the scripture said that the reason why, because on that side of Galilee, the pigs were their livelihood. Amen. And when Jesus caused the demons to go into the pigs, It killed their livelihood. Amen. It killed their finances. And so he was in the way with their finances. Amen. So they was looking more at the finances part and not looking at how what the works he did and the deliverance that he did for these two men. Amen. So they looked at the finances part of it. So that's why they wanted him to leave. And they didn't want him to mess up anymore. Amen. And so we get like that too. Like, you know, we take over and we worship other things and not want to worship God. Amen. Mm-hmm. We take other things and not want to serve God. Amen. And so these men and these people in this city was like their livelihood. That's what they did. That was their money. The pigs where he put he told the demons to go in. That was their livelihood, and he messed up their finances. So they wanted Jesus to go. Amen, amen. And mm-hmm. So, like I said, when I looked at that, I was like, wow. This our Lord, he's our rescue, he's our redeemer, he's our restorer.
Yes.
Why would you want him to go? And that's like us today. After all that God has done for us, we reject him. We want to go to the other side. Amen. When he don't do right, when we want him to, he don't come through when we want him to come through, and he doesn't come through, we forget about Jesus. Hallelujah. But I come to let you know today, hallelujah, we cannot forget our Savior. Hallelujah. The one that died on the cross for us. The one that gave us life and more abundantly. Without him, we will be nothing.
Amen.
We will be lost. Ah, oh, my God. Hallelujah. We will be lost without him. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, I just want to say to you, basically what this text, what this teaching is all about is walk in your authority. Don't let anything stop you from walking in your authority. No distractions.
Amen.
Let nothing stop you from walking in what God has called you to do and gave you to do. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
We thank the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any questions? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm sorry, I called in late. did you come out of the Book of Mark?
Matthew's the 8th chapter.
Okay.
23 and 34. We were talking about authority, that we have to walk in our authority, and how Jesus walked in authority with the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This recapping, and how he walked in the authority with the storm, and he told the storm to peace, be still, and the storm
mm-hmm.
was his peace. Amen. And basically what we're talking about is that we have the same authority as Jesus did. Amen. And that we have to learn how to speak to our storms. Amen. When our storms come violent, because some of our storms are violent. Hallelujah. And we think that we are like the disciples, fearful and afraid. But don't be afraid of the storm. Begin to rebuke it. Begin to use the authority and the power that God has given unto us. Amen. But sometimes we get
Amen.
Frightened and we get afraid of what's happening around us. But know that you have to use what God has given you. Use what God has given you. And so then we talked about the storm. And then we talked about the authority of the demons. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus had authority over the demonic demons that was over the two men that was possessed with the devil. Amen. And it said that they had 2,000 demons in them.
Mm.
And the 2,000 demons were so violent in their bodies, hallelujah, that nobody wanted to go near them. Nobody, let alone anybody, to cast them out because they were so violent. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But what Jesus
Amen.
Did with his authority, he cast them out. Amen. And he delivered
Amen.
Men that were dealing with the demons.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And once again, we have authority over the demonic force. We can speak to the demonic force and tell it be gone.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Let me just digress here, and I could tell you this. I'll be transparent. Many times when I was married, my husband was out there in the street. But when he comes home, when he came home, he used to drop the demons off.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to use the authority and the power that was in me to fight them. Because he would just drop them off and be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was left here, and I had to fight. Prophetess know, I called her and I told her many times what just had happened. Amen. And I had to use the authority and the power that was in me to get these demons outside my house. Hallelujah. And so what I'm saying to you tonight, it's real. Demons are real. They ain't know what we see just on TV. They are real.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see them at the point where they'd be in a corner and they'd be scrunched down. Black and scrunched down. And I had to tell that thing, you got to go. Get out of my house. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to use that. I say that again. I stress it because, like I told them earlier, I see a lot of my brothers and my sisters in so much despair and so much stress and so much heartbroken, so much stuff that they go through that they don't have to. All you have to do is use the authority and the power that's in you, because you have the right. You have the right to talk to that devil and tell him to go. You have the right to tell to the storm, be still, peace, be still. We have rights, y'all, in the kingdom. Ha, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have rights in the kingdom, and we got to use our rights. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. If there's any questions, hallelujah. Anything to piggyback off of what I said tonight, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was a blessing.
Thank hallelujah. You so much. Thank you so much for blessing us this evening. I've had the phone on mute. I'm at the nursing home with my father right now, but I do listen. When I'm quiet, that's what's usually happening. But you have been such a blessing. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the teaching. And I urge folks to even to go back and listen to this again. Listen to the teaching. Let it take root. Hold on to what's being said. Don't let the enemy silence you. Don't let the enemy deafen you to what has been spoken tonight, because these are words to live by, words to cover your families with, of your future, and just like our sister said, that the Lord has given us authority. He has given us authority. Use your authority. Use your position, the place that you've been placed in a certain position for a reason. Use it. Use it. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. That's it. Use it. We have dominion in the spirit, y'all. Amen. You have dominion
Amen.
In the spirit. You can stop things for it to come to be manifested. I'm telling you, it happened to me. I'm a witness of it. You can stop, intercept it in the spirit realm before it could be manifested. Because we have dominion. He gave that to us. And when we learn our dominion rights, you will be a successful Christian, successful believer. Not just a Christian, but a believer, a child of the King. You will be
Amen.
Successful.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yes, things will form too. Things will form. But it won't penetrate. Because guess what? You got authority. You got the power. Yes, because it's going to present itself. Because anytime that you follow Christ, trust me, the devil is going to present himself.
Oh, yeah.
Small, big, large, he's going to present himself. But then you use what God has given you to break him down. Like the, my sister said, cut his head off. Ah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Ah, hallelujah. So I'm learning each and every day to use my authority and my power over situations in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Any questions? Hallelujah. Seems like you got 5 more minutes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What comes to me, what comes to my mind is Mark 16, 17 through 20. Elder Edna, could you read that? Mark 16, verse 17 through 20. That what was when the pastor was speaking, that came to my mind. We have authority. True. We gotta do the things we have authority to do. You got it?
What is it?
Mark 16, 17 through 20.
Mark 16. And these signs will follow those. In my name will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and they drink anything deadly. It will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. And they went out, the 20th verse, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
Amen. With these signs following them that believe. Oh, yes.
Mm.
Everybody that believes should use their faith and go out. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. I tell you, it would get me excited.
Amen.
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 Thank you, sister. Thank you for reading that for me. I don't see well.
You're welcome.
I don't. So you are helping me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. No problem. Amen. All right,
Pastor Cook,
we
want to thank you for the word that God has shared with you and sharing with those, myself as well as those, to walk circumspectively before God. There's going to be challenges on our journey, and you have just instructed us to remind us who we are to be able to walk in authority. We thank you for that.
Amen.
Because God's word
Amen.
Is inspired
Hallelujah.
By the Holy Spirit. So when anyone sees us coming, they don't see the flesh, but they see the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
So there is
Amen.
Authority. There is authority. There is authority. And thank you for just sharing that with us. I know I have been inspired. And I pray all of those of you who are on the line who have not shared, there are a number of people on the line that have not shared or said anything, but we pray that you have been fed this evening. I know I've been
Amen.
Fed. I know I'm full.
Amen.
And I'm ready to go out. So we do thank you. Folks, you have just heard from Pastor Rose Cook. The authority, walking in the authority, you have the power. Atlanta, Georgia, we do thank you so much. We invite you next week. Remember that we love you. But God loves you most.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you, Lord.